When a child survives cancer, they're often left with lifelong side effects from the heavy medication needed to fight the disease. Now, a group of Australian scientists is trying to improve the long-term health of cancer survivors by using nanoparticles that target a tumour directly. They've turned their attention to a common form of brain tumour that has a survival rate of 70% but leaves many children with cognitive impairment or hearing loss as a result of their treatment. The research was presented at the International Nanomedicine Conference in Sydney this week by Helen Forgem. She's a PhD scholar at the ARC Centre for Bio-Nanoscience and the Children's Cancer Institute. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish.
We want to get to the research, but let's just explain firstly what a nanoparticle is and how it can treat somebody with cancer.
Well, basically, a nanoparticle is a tiny little structure. And if you think of a nanometer being about a million times smaller than a millimeter, these are really, really small. And the nanoparticles we're working with are about 20 nanometers in size. So what they're able to do is to actually package chemotherapeutics or gene silencing agents. And by doing this, we're able to try to avoid some of the healthy tissues and better home in on a tumour and directly sort of infiltrate the tumour and the cancer cells themselves.
I know you've described them as like tiny submarines.
That's right. So what we can do is, so we'll inject the nanoparticle, and these little submarines carrying our cancer-killing cargo can effectively travel through the bloodstream and sort of, as I say, avoid that healthy tissue and better sort of infiltrate the tumour. And that's because the design of the tumour, because it's so rapidly growing, it has sort of leaky vasculature, so it's able to better enter the tumour. And because there's a poor lymphatic system, actually retained inside the tumour, so they're able to then better deliver that cancer-killing cargo long-term.
So the research you're doing is looking at ways to use these nanoparticles to fight the most commonly occurring brain tumour in children. What type of cancer is this?
So medulloblastoma is the most common malignant brain cancer, and the actual cancer forms in the cerebellum of the brain, which is at the hind of the brain. And what this does is when the tumour forms, it does it affects sort of cognitive function. And the only way that we can currently treat it is through radiation, surgical resection and chemotherapeutics. And each one of these therapies themselves is highly invasive. So this is what sort of leads to the long-term side effects. So we're hoping that we'll be able to use nanoparticles to deliver gene silencing agents, which can help to pre-sensitize these cancer cells to chemotherapeutics. And by doing so, we're able to reduce some of that chemotherapeutic exposure and thus reduce the toxic side effects somewhat.
So there has been some research done in this area already. How is your research different?
Well, the fact that we're able to use nanoparticles is basically means that we're able to kind of like focus on specific genes, because without the nanoparticles, we're able to not use these gene silencing agents. And what they can do is, if you think about sort of a bow and arrow versus a bomb, and we're thinking of our nanoparticle gene delivery more as a bow and arrow, so it's a specific target which will cause, if we target it and silence that gene, it will cause the cancer cell to die. Whereas a chemotherapeutic is more like a bomb, in as much as it's really, really good at killing cancer cells. However, it's also prone to sort of kill healthy tissues. So we think that this therapy option will be a more targeting approach to treating this disease.
So you're a sort of cancer-killing sniper.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. Yeah, that's it.
So the tumours that you're trying to fight occur mostly in children between the ages of 3 and 8. Could this make the treatment itself less difficult, or is it only going to assist in the long-term recovery?
Well, as it stands, there's around a 70% survival rate for this disease. So that means that 30% of these young patients, we're still failing with our current treatments. So we're also hoping that through be able to develop this gene silencing technology, that we're able to target also these patients, as I say, that we're currently failing with new improved methods of targeting tumours.
So is it as effective at killing cancer as other treatments? Are there downsides associated with this approach?
The thing is that we're not, because tumours are so, we call it heterogeneous, meaning they're very different between, it can be between child to child, even though the cancer's classed as the same type of cancer. We're hoping that we'll be able to sort of target all of these different subtypes with this kind of technology, whereas a chemotherapeutic would just come in and just obliterate everything.
So why haven't we haven't seen as many nanoparticle cancer treatments approved for children as we have for adults? Why is that?
That's a fantastic question. It's simply, I think, a case of numbers and the sensitivity around sort of trialing treatments for childhood cancer. But there are a number of important investigations underway that are changing this, and there is definitely a shift towards more clinical trials being set up specifically for treating children.
So I suppose the crucial question now is, how advanced is this research? Are we close to approaching the development of viable drugs in the near future, or is that much longer, much further down the path?
Okay, the problem is that nanotechnology is under the same scrutiny as any new drug coming through the testing system, and there is a number of important steps and platforms of investigations that we need to go through to make sure that we've thoroughly kind of tested this particle system and drug system before it can even approach phase one clinical trials. And this is really, really important, because we don't want to rush something through that's going to sort of fail at that first level of therapy. So the basic scientists are working very closely with the chemical engineers and the chemists to make sure that these nanostructures are absolutely optimal before we kind of continue to phase one trials. And this does, as you can imagine, take time. But what we're hoping is within the next 5 to 10 years, we will have a nanoparticle system that can effectively deliver these gene silencing agents.
As a researcher, you must work on these sorts of projects for very, very long periods of time, making incremental steps along the way. How exciting is this moment for you?
All I can say is that I wake up every day and I look forward to going to work. And I think perhaps not many people can say that. I really love my job. I feel passionate about it. And I really believe in this technology as helping children in the near future. And it's such an important job. And I feel very privileged to be a very, very small part of a massive team that are working towards this goal.
Helen Forgem, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you this morning. Congratulations on what you've done so far, and I think we all would agree that we wish you the best for the future. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Helen Forgem is a PhD scholar at the ARC Centre for Bio Nanoscience and the Children's Cancer Institute.